19th of October, Benares. Discussion in the garden of Hotel Clarks. Participants include Sarah, Betty, John, Nina, Jill, and Azita.
To say that it's madness in English, okay, in Thai. Why? Because the reality, the characteristic is there. When it's the characteristic, it's not the name, it's the characteristic. And Buddha always pointed out the characteristic of each reality, so that we know that it's true, it's not different from the Buddha's teaching at all.
And if we would like, if someone, for example, quotes from a sutra or commentary about Surya Deva and whatever, and says, oh, so you can see Buddha Gotara is wrong because this doesn't make any sense. And if we just say, oh, well, you know, it's beyond our comprehension and it's more important just understand Nama and Rupa, then they will be very
they would come also to Buddha was wrong. When Buddha Gotara was wrong, then Buddha was wrong.
Oh, right. They go to that, they go to that, they take that step.
Through that far, Surya, Deva, and Dek, or AI. So, see, they can find fault and wrong from even Buddha's word.
Right.
What in fact they say, though, is, well, Buddha was right, so we accept his suttas, but anything outside.
What is sutta? Doesn't that concern with reality?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And the point of his teaching is to help people to understand realities as they are. And we shouldn't forget this point. And this is the most important and most difficult, that there should be moral development, little by little. Even it's little by little, it's the right path.
That's why I think in these situations, it keeps coming back to what is the teaching about. It's about the development of understanding of the Dhammas at this moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but if one gets, if one doesn't have that direct interest and one is looking at analyzing in this academic way the suttas and the commentaries and so forth, then of course you can easily get lost.
Can we say that it's not our line?
Not our.
It's not our line of studying.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Otherwise we argue with lots of questions and problems.
Like the one, the size of the, or Buddha Gotara is wrong because of the size of the sun and the moon is not the same as what we understand
that
from
it's
science.
It's not our line to judge or to say who's right and who's wrong, because when it's the words which can help us to understand realities, that's all we need.
And then never mind whether it's we find it in what Buddha
thinking. That is thinking. See, just thinking.
I'd like just like to say here though that where it concerns what people see as scientific fact, they do find it very difficult, because it's all very well to say, you know, it's just one can ignore that and focus on the Dhamma content. But nonetheless, where.
Okay. While one is talking about the sound wave or sight wave, is there any understanding of reality at that moment?
No understanding.
So, that's not what we are discovering.
Yeah. But what about the size of the sun and the moon?
The same, exactly the same. Visible object.
Yes.
But if there's written that is clearly wrong by what we understand, like the size of the sun, doesn't this prove
different,
that
different,
but it doesn't disprove the whole thing, you know.
No, but doesn't it prove that it, what they're looking
different
for
methods,
is one different methods.
Yeah,
of,
different methods. For example, for Aruba Brahma, is there any moon and sun? But there is Aruba Brahma. No need to think about sun and moon at all, because they cannot know deeply, correctly about the reality of citta and cetasika.
Because what they say is, oh, okay, well, if we prove one point where Buddha Gotara was clearly wrong, like in this the measurement, then it shows we can't rely on anything he
says. And what's the use? and can he, in his life, to prove that?
To prove
that Buddha Kosa was wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah. He has to prove and prove and prove and prove endlessly. Each word, is this wrong? It's also Buddha Kosa. Is this wrong? See, each line.
Then they're missing the point of trying to develop understanding of then the wrong understanding can, when you recognize this is wrong understanding, it can be a condition for sometimes right understanding.
For those
arise.
Who have right understanding.
Yeah, to begin with, right.
But not for those who
do not understand.
Right. Not for those.
That, the point is that the Pitaka is open to interpretation. Because the suttas,
right, and that's where understanding.
The suttas were given often to people who are ready for enlightenment. So, you know, they're given.
Who knows Abhidhamma and everything so well? As soon as he talk about this point or this way, they understood instantly what Buddha was talking about.
Okay.
Concentration or the volition to set or stick. On an object, Panya knows that it's wrong.
Right.
See?
Right.
It's not the way to understand and become detached at all. That's why it has to be so very natural.
Right.
And Panya will grow until it says that no need to do anything or to try or to intend to concentrate on any object at all, but to just understand the characteristic. This is the most important thing because there are characteristics of realities all day long without awareness. And we talk about seeing and hardness all the time. The moment when awareness is aware, that's the only time to see that there is nothing. While we are talking now, there is hardness appearing and other objects as well. But even when there is awareness in the beginning, when it's not vipassanayana, it has to be like this. But don't mind, otherwise lopa creeps in again.
Right.
See, just understand the characteristic, and then you know that at that moment there is awareness. So very natural and very slight awareness, and that is sammasati, because that moment is anatta. Just that. But lopa will come in again and again for Panya to see. Otherwise it's Silapata Brahmasa all the way. And when we talk about Mitcha Titi or Sakaya Titi, it seems like we know by words, but the characteristic of Sakaya Titi is not there. That's why when we talk about the 8 Lopa Mulajitas, 4 with Lopa, 4 with the Titi, we just talk while titi does not arise. See? So how can we know the moment when the titi, which is nama, is there? See? That's why when we are talking about any citta, we talk while citta arises and falls away all the time, no matter it's with or without titi. But the panya, vipassana panya, or the satipatthana, will begin to see characteristic of all realities that we have talked about before. For example, if there is no titi arising, no use to think about it. For example, now there is seeing, no use to think about titi, whether there is sakkaya titi, anusaya, or something like that, because at that moment it does not appear. Patsa does not appear, vedana does not appear, even the pasatarupa does not appear. So no use to think about it. But the moment of beginning to understand that this is a reality, it's so real, not being, no one, just this characteristic which is now appearing. And then the other characteristic appears like sound, see? But Panya does not grow enough and Sati is not aware, so there must be long period of without sati, until there can be conditions for awareness to be aware of more objects unintentionally, little by little, by conditions. Then it will become there will be less misunderstanding of reality as something. Just very little. But remember that there must be a characteristic, just one characteristic at a time. And we can say that now, at the moment of hardness appearing, there's no other reality while hard, only hardness is there. And Vipassana Jnana is that exactly the same. The loss of all characteristic or other characteristic. So one begins to understand the faculty of nama, the citta, which is the faculty of experiencing that object. But there can be lots of realities that used to happen to arise, and Panya keeps on understanding little by little, with patience and courageous and cheerful. Otherwise, lopa is so very difficult to see. Before one can see the loophole to get out of lopa, then we cannot know that how it covers up and governs like the sky now covers up. We cannot get beyond that. See, lopa is like that.
Because like you said, like I mentioned, one hears one little reminder that's useful about hardness or softness, or what's the use of being proud of it. But then one thinks about it, and like you say, you think, oh, we've heard so much, there's no idea of concentrating or trying to have it, but it creeps in, the lobha or the and clinging to
Banyanos.
That reality again. Or like yesterday you mentioned about when one loses things or is untidy, and the role of manasikara. So then there's thinking, what is the role of, one goes on thinking about it rather than understanding the present reality. But when you say, no use thinking about other realities, but when we read which haven't appeared at that moment, but for example, when one's reading a sutta, isn't one thinking about the realities that are taught about? So isn't it at least panya at the level of conventional understanding at that moment? So one can't quite say there's no use in it.
When there is awareness, no use to think about
other things.
No. Yeah.
Well, when there's awareness, there's no problem because there is no thinking.
But you see that there must be moments which think so much about other things,
right.
Or just name it or call it or think about it. Yeah.
But even hardness or tangible object which appears, it's so very, very coarse, because immediately you think and then it's gone already. And it's not the very subtle one little moment of touching.
We don't talk about little moment of touching.
No.
Because that is what the experiencing of those who can or who have experienced.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the beginning, no, you should think about little moment at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when we talk about dhammas, we better know what level we are talking about. It doesn't mean that no one is thinking or considering about dhamma at all. So Buddha taught everything. At that moment, it's panya, but not satipatthana. See? So it does mean that we shouldn't have such panya. But panya knows different degrees, whether that is only thinking or that is awareness, and thinking again and awareness again. So panya knows everything.
Because you think, I know hardness, that's clear, it appears, but it's not, because it's already thinking.
I am thinking.
Yeah.
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 Right. And one knows that what thinks right then.
What thinks, yeah.
With attachment or not. See?
Obviously, attachment.
See?
Yeah.
When you mention, because this is something Nina and I discuss quite a bit, about no point in, trying to understand difficult details or just put aside anything that's too confusing, and because it's not useful at all, it just leads to worry and doubt. But then, as we mentioned, even at the foundation, when one, when she translates, for example, some of the special bulletin points, you know, there's a lot of discussion about very detailed or technical points too, so
that people would not be misled by their own thinking. But one should know one's own limitation, one's own limit of how much one can understand reality. We cannot understand anusya like Buddha, but we know that there is anusya as long as Lokuttara citta does not arise. Is that not enough? See, in order to be aware or develop the understanding of realities as not self. Just to that point, no matter how much we read, how much we think or consider, just to know that realities are not self.
If that is enough, and if all one reads or writes because one has such limited understanding is just, okay, anusya, otherwise how could the citta now be conditioned in this or that way, or why is the feeling like this or like that, then why at the foundation would you be discussing more technical, difficult
because
details?
There are arguments about this point.
Yeah. Well, it's the same on
yes, and then
discussion.
We finish.
Right. Discussion.
Okay, that's
is,
all. Okay. We don't have to continue.
Right.
After we have as much as we have helped. Yeah.
Right. But I find that details also help as a foundation to have more understanding. Mm-hmm.
For example, even birth consciousness has anusya. Kusala citta has anusya.
Yeah.
Then it's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Can't we also say it depends on you know, our different accumulations? I mean, some people, like Nina just said, or myself to maybe not same degree, but also to some quite a degree, you know, find it helpful to clarify, you know, some detail.
Or for the development of panya to become detached.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the point.
Because we have to do stress detachment
right.
all the time.
Many
right.
people
yeah.
just want to have understanding, but
right.
not to become
right.
detached.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, it always has to come back to the present moment and the detachment from mm-hmm. what appears now.
To develop the understanding of realities, the characteristic of different realities.
I think it's what I find is, yes, one's always finding excuses not to have understanding and be detached from the present moment. It's always like, oh, later, always forgetting about present
All
moment.
Right. Later? When?
When?
Yeah. We will die now.
Later
when.
And later and later. When?
But one can see how crafty Cheetah is, always like looking for loopholes and finding.
That's why only panya can be wise to loba.
Yes.
Only one thing that is wise to loba. Loba is so wise.
And someone often asks questions about painful bodily feeling and pleasant bodily feeling, and he says, I can experience it, so then I would like to explain it, but I don't understand myself much about it, only very coarse, because it's immediately thinking with loba or with aversion about bodily painful feeling or bodily pleasant feeling.
Last night, what's about your room temperature?
Cold.
I woke up with a sore throat.
Pleasant. Oh, unpleasant.
We took out the air conditioner.
Yes, but it's pleasant or unpleasant feeling.
Unpleasant.
Yeah. Can you explain that?
Yes.
Yeah. If there is no body sense or yeah. body base,
yeah.
there can never be the experience of cold in such a moment.
But we think about it immediately.
No, it's not thinking.
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah.
that moment. But yes. you see that since realities arise and fall away so fast, the ocean of
concept.
Yeah.
So difficult to explain if it is not clear to myself, you see.
Because there is no awareness right then.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when there is no awareness, coldness is there.
Yeah.
And what experience that?
Yeah.
If there is no experiencing, no coldness is there. And in reality, there must be nowhere either. because if there is somewhere, it's my body.
Yeah.
Lying or sitting or standing.
Yeah.
That's why the reality is the arising and falling away, the true nature of all reality.